Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Andy LaPointe and I'd like to welcome everyone to the Talking with Heroes Lifestyle and Entrepreneur Show. And most importantly, I'd like to thank all of our men and women in our military serving all across the globe, as well as our retired military and spouses of our military. The mission of the Talking with Heroes Lifestyle and Entrepreneur Show is to provide in-depth and actionable information to listeners so they can implement what we talk about this evening immediately. And tonight, I'd like to talk about how to write a book in 30 days. So let me ask you a question. What's your story? Everyone has a story to tell, and writing a book is a great way to share your story as well as to earn money. And here are a few of the things that I'm going to cover with you. First, I'm going to share with you how to write a book in 30 days. Also, how to create an e-book or an electronic version of the book that you write. In addition, how to create eye-catching titles and much more. You're also going to be receiving information at the end of this session where you can download special checklists and the information that we talk about. So if you have a piece of paper and pencil, definitely write down this information. But if you don't worry about it, because I'm going to share with you a link that you can download the information that I talk about. So let's go ahead and get started. I love to write. I write anywhere from 500 to 1,500 words per day. And I enjoy writing sales copy, advertisement, books, how-to manuals, and over the past 20 years, I've written over 24 books. And most of my books have been on the subjects of how-to. And I'd like to share with you the number one secret to writing a book. And this is a secret that I learned over 20 years ago when I was just 18 years old. You see, I earned my real estate license right out of high school, and I used it to help pay my way, part of my way, through college. And the secret to writing a book is I learned from a real estate trainer. And this real estate trainer told me, if you want to be a recognized expert in your industry, you have to write a book. You have to be an author. Because when you really think about it, we as a society look at individuals who have written books, and we've elevated them against other people in the same niche. That doesn't mean someone who's written a book is better or smarter or more experienced. That just means they've written a book. So we give them the credibility of being a published author. But when I heard that I need to write a book to become a recognized expert in my industry, the first question that I asked myself is, how can I write a book? I just earned my real estate license. I'm 18 years old. I really don't have the experience in the industry to write a book. So this is the secret that this real estate trainer shared with me, and I want to share it with you. And if you have a pencil and paper, write this down. This trainer told me, to become an expert, you need to know your profession. To know your profession, you need to study your profession. And the best way to study your profession is to pretend that you're going to teach a course on your profession to the best and most well-respected experts in your industry. Pretend that you're going to create a 2-hour training course teaching industry experts about your profession. And the information that you use to create this 2-hour pretend training course, this is the information that you are going to put together, and it's going to be created into your first book. So what I did, after going through this real estate trainer's course, I went out and wrote my first book. It took me about 30 days to write my first book, and the title of my first book was How to Sell Your House, a Step-by-Step Guide for Homeowners to Sell Their Own Home Without a Real Estate Agent. And when you think about that, if I'm a real estate agent, my goal and my job is to list houses so I can sell them to earn a commission. So why would I write a book to give away to homeowners on how to sell their own house and not include me in the transaction? When you look at it from the surface level, that doesn't make a lot of sense. But when you really drill down into it, what it was doing is it was positioning me as the real estate expert to the homeowners. where I was a real estate expert. I was willing to give them a copy of my book, and basically what it was about 30 or 40 pages of loose leaf paper, three hole punched into a binder. So it really didn't cost me much money to do it. But I was a published author. But the point of the matter is whenever I did not get a listing, when I went out into a listing presentation in an attempt to list someone's house, I would actually give them a copy of my book. And what I found, over 60 to 70% of the folks that I did not get their listing for whatever reason called me back within 30 days after I attempted to get their listing and after I gave them my book. And why do you think that that was so? First, I was the recognized expert. I wrote a book. Number two, I was honestly helping them to sell their house without a realtor and save the commission. But number three, most of the homeowners that called me back, like I said, 60 to 70% of them, after they tried to sell their house for 30 days, they came to the realization it's a little more difficult to sell a house without a realtor. So who was that realtor that left their book? That's how I got the call back, because I had a leave behind my book that was sitting in front of them each and every day as they tried to sell their house. And some of the areas and some of the chapters in my book was how to sell your house, or excuse me, how to advertise your house for sale, how to sell it in a newspaper, how to write sales copy for newspaper ads and such. Also, how to hold open houses. Remember, this was back in over 20 years ago in the mid-80s, where open houses were very, very popular. They're still popular today, but open houses were one of the best ways to sell a house. How to hold an open house. But also, I included a chapter in there, how to maintain your personal safety for you and your family while showing your home. Because when you really think about it, one of the benefits of having a realtor come and sell your home is you have a third-party individual that's walking a stranger through your house. So having a third-party individual, a real estate agent, added another layer of security. So that was one chapter that I did include in there, how to maintain personal safety for you and your family while you're showing your house. And it was some great information. But most importantly, this was my first book. And that book helped me to earn a number of listings and positioned me as the expert in my area of Northern Michigan. So let's go ahead and get started. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought about writing a book? And if you're a business owner and a potential business owner, publishing a book can do wonders for your business. It can brand your business. It can boost your credibility and authority. It can provide value to your audience, just like I did in that previous example. It can increase your profits because in that previous example, I had a lot of the homeowners call me back wanting me to work with them to list and sell their house. Also, it can broaden your reach. What it can also do by being a published author is it can leverage you and give you credibility to get you onto newspaper, subject to a newspaper article, radio shows, local television shows, and I did it all based upon the leverage of my book. So becoming a published author, even a self-published author, broadens your reach. And a book can also serve as material for future content, including social media posts, blog content, articles that you write for and about your company, as well as email communication to your customers. So if you've ever thought about a book, the best approach is the same way you'd approach building any sort of business endeavor. First, you'd set a goal, create a plan, build a team, and most importantly, take action. So let's go ahead and talk about how you can write a book in 30 days. So a lot of people think it takes a year to write a book. That's simply not true. And the truth is, the time period for a year or more is generally for those people that are writing their life stories. They have to include every aspect of their life. But what we're going to do is write a book within 30 days that's geared towards, number one, increasing your credibility in your selected niche, number two, increasing your exposure for your business, and number three, broadening your reach for your business, which thus leads to increasing profits. So the time it takes to write a book is truly entirely up to you. And if you're writing a book that you know nothing about, it could take several months or maybe even years. And you have a lot of research to do because you have to learn your subject matter, that you have to sit down after you learn it and then write it out. But most importantly, if you're already an expert, if you already have a knowledge in a specific topic, you already know what you're talking about. You may have already written abundance of content on that specific topic, and you're in touch with your audience because you can speak their language. And that's all you need to do to write a business book. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to break it down for you into basically how many blog posts you would need to publish a day and each week to write a book. And that's a good way to look at it because a lot of folks post to their blogs daily and on a regular basis. So if you wrote 2 blog posts a day for a month and put them into a file, you would have anywhere between $30,000 to $40,000 words. And you know what? That's a book right there. And writing a book is actually much easier than writing 50 to 60 blog posts. And if you're still scratching your head and wondering how on earth you can start and finish an entire book in a month, let's take a look at the following questions and ask yourself these questions and answer them for yourself as I go through. Number 1, are you an authority on the subject? 2, do you possess a skill or information that others wish to learn? 3, do you have specialized knowledge or a unique experience about something? 4, have you created a process or a system that can help others? 5, can you talk about your subject in an intelligent manner? And then next, have you already created content on that subject? Do you already have a bunch of published blog posts, video posts, or maybe even interviews on the topic that you're going to write a book about? And the last point is really important. You probably have much of the material you need to write your book. In fact, you've probably already written it. The key is to create a cohesive and compelling theme that pulls all of that knowledge in your brain, all of that knowledge in a chapter by chapter, a logical step from the first chapter all the way through to the end. So let's go ahead and get started. So step 1 in writing a book in 30 days is to identify your topic. So basically, what on earth are you going to be writing about? And this can be a difficult question. After all, there's literally hundreds of possibilities and topics that you can write about. And when writing your book, choosing your topic is the single most important step in the process. And the topic of your book is the foundation of the rest of the writing process because it dictates your overall approach, including any existing content or resources that you already have and you can leverage. And it's also the starting point for the structure of your entire book. So, for example, if you are going to write a book entitled 10 Steps to a Mastermind Mindset, you would logically, of course, have 10 chapters. Also, the book would be about how to create the proper mindset to ensure success. In addition, you would break it up into 10 distinctive steps included in each and one of those chapters. So once we have the concept of the book down, where do you get ideas for the topic of your book? Brainstorming is the first step to finding a great book topic. And you may already have a handful of ideas, so go ahead and write those down so you don't forget them. Keep them all in one place. And matter of fact, my grandmother told me a great strategy that I still use today when I was about 12, 13 years old. She gave me a bound book that was just full of blank pages. It was just a 6x8 bound hardcover book with blank pages inside of it. And she basically said, you know what, you're full of ideas, Andy. Why don't you write all your ideas down in this idea book? And that was a habit that I started when I was very, very young. And over the years, I have probably about a half a dozen idea books And it doesn't matter what the idea is. I write the ideas down on these blank pieces of paper. And I can go back and look when I was, you know, 10, 12, 15, 18 years old of some of the ideas I was thinking of. And to be quite honest, some of those ideas back then are a lot better than some of the ideas I have now because it was free-flowing. Everything was so new. But those ideas, I use those ideas to create topics and actually write books about on some of those ideas that I created and thought of when I was 12 and 15 and 18 years old. So I would definitely suggest that you carry around with you an idea book. So let's take a look at a few different ways where you can find ideas outside of yourself for the book's topic. First is the local library or the bookstore. And you can simply get online and visit your favorite bookstore and search for topics in your niche. And for example, if you want to be a business coach, you'd look for business coaching books and make a list of the ideas that are already present and identify ideas that seem interesting to you and that you would like to offer to your audience. Next, take a look at periodicals and newsletters. And what industry publications do you subscribe to? And visit those websites and review those magazines and newsletters for additional ideas. And most importantly, write them down. Next, take a look at the competition in any industry blogs that are out there. And you can look at those industry blog posts as well as some of your competitions and put your own spin on the topic or the subject. And then finally, you can take a poll of people that you know. You can take a poll of your audience. You can take a poll of friends and family of what type of book they would find most interesting and most valuable that they would, number one, pay for, because that's the ultimate goal is to have someone purchase your book. But number two, what is going to cause them to buy the book? And then once you have a potential list of topic ideas, it's important to make sure that it's fine-tuned in. For example, how-to books, how-to titles are a great baseline to start. Anything with how-to is a very good topic or a very good subject line and title for a book. For example, how to lose weight. And it's a great topic idea, but there's a but the thing about it is it's too wide of an approach, because if you just want to how to lose weight, okay, well, yeah, everyone wants to lose weight. But if you retitle the book, How to Lose 10% of Your Body Weight Within 2 Weeks, that's a very tight-niched, focused approach, and it's much more specific. So what you want to do is you want to be super targeted with the title of your book, because that title of your book is going to allow you to be super targeted within the content of the book and, again, allow you to be the recognized expert within the niche that you're selecting. So now, it's possible that the list of your topic ideas are going to be pretty focused, just like I mentioned. So what you're going to want to do is take a look at all the ideas that you started to write down and then ask yourself the following questions. Does it make a promise? And as I mentioned earlier in an example, 10 steps to mastering mindset, and that's a nice start. However, it needs to have a subtitle to further identify the benefit of reading the book. What does the reader have to gain from mastering their mindset? And maybe a potential subtitle could be A Handbook for Happiness, Harmony, and Higher Profits. So the overall title of the book could be 10 Steps to Mastering Mindset, A Handbook for Happiness, Harmony, and Higher Profits. It's a super targeted niche that really draws the potential buyer's eye, and most importantly, it draws them into your book, because titles is what's going to sell your book. Second question to ask yourself, is it unique? If there's already a book on the market on your topic, how can you make your book unique and more valuable? For example, if there's already a book entitled 10 Steps to Mastering Mindset, you may want to change the steps to Success Habits or Rituals. Next question you want to ask yourself is, can you narrow your choices in naming your book? So after you come up with at least a half a dozen titles for your book, you want to narrow your choices when you name your book. Okay, and then finally, you want to make a decision on the title of your book, because the title of your book, as I mentioned, that's going to be your rudder for the rest of your time of the 30 days of writing your book. So step number two, let's go over the outline and actually start planning your book. So now that you have a title for your book, now it's time to actually put everything together and start identifying the chapter topics. So what are the main points of your book? What are the chapter topics going to be? So if you're writing a book about 10 steps, then your main points are going to be those 10 different steps. Each one will be a chapter. And if you're not working with this framework of your book, like a 10-step book to lose weight, 10 steps for mastering mindset, what you would do instead is just simply identify the major points that you want to talk about. And those would be your identifying chapter topics. Then once you have your identifying chapter topics, you want to identify the subtopics. Under each point, create a bulleted list of supporting points. For example, if your first step is mastering mindset, is to create a gratitude journal, then your supporting points would be, number one, what is a gratitude journal? Number two, what's the right time of the day to write in your journal? And number three, what if I don't feel gratitude or anything? What do I do about that? Those would be the subtopics of the chapter itself. All right, step number three, let's talk about actually creating the book. This is the action step of taking all that great information that you've compiled and actually taking the step to putting pen to paper. And this is a step that a lot of folks dread because the reason is the actual creation of the book also puts you as the individual on the line. But most importantly, it's not about creating the book and seeing if it sells. More importantly, it's going through the activities of putting what you want on paper, number one. Number two, you don't have to worry about it being perfect. Nothing's perfect the first time out. And a good rule of thumb is, at the end of the project, if you are 80% satisfied with your outcome, that's usually 100% more than everyone else. Now, let me explain with that. Most people start out with writing a book. They want it to be the best book ever written on the topic or the subject that has ever been written. So what that's basically doing is setting themselves up for failure. However, if you approach it as, you know what, if I accomplish 80% of the ideal book in my mind, if I accomplish 80% of that, I'm going to be very, very happy. Because in all honesty, in your niche, you are better, probably better than anyone else, because you know your subject better than anyone else. And your 80% success is going to be 100% more than anyone else in that niche. So always keep that in mind. So let's go ahead and get started. How do you actually create a book? Number one, you can sit down and write it. And the first approach, this is the traditional approach to writing a book. You have your idea, you have your book plan, and all you need to do is put your fingers on a keyboard and start writing. And by deciding to do that, you could write one chapter per day. And let's say, for example, each chapter has 10 pages. That means you'd be writing between 4,000 to 5,000 words per day. And if you're a fast writer, you'll probably get 1,000 to 2,000 words per hour, so that would be about 4 to 5 hours of writing per day to create 10 pages per day. However, more realistically, since it's your first book, you may only want to have each chapter 5 pages. So that'll allow you to write your book. It would be a 50-page book for a 10-step book. And again, that is your book that you're starting with. Another way to actually create your book is dictate it. And there's some great programs out there called Dragon. And Dragon basically allows you to dictate, where you can speak into your headset on your computer and you can dictate your entire book. So if you can talk about it, you can write about it. And the saying is true, because most well-written books are often in a conversational tone. The reader feels that you, the author, are directly talking to them. And with Dragon naturally speaking, it's a great way, as I mentioned, to convert your speech to text. Well, unfortunately, with Dragon naturally speaking software, I use that. I mean, there is a learning curve to it, but most importantly, the learning curve is relatively easy because the Dragon software actually has to learn your speaking patterns. So it's a great way to save time, it's a great way to get ideas on paper, and most importantly, it's a great way to move forward. So by dictating, you can use the software program Dragon Naturally Speaking. The third way you could write your book is actually outsource it. And just like we talked about using Dragon Naturally Speaking, after you dictate it, you can hire an outsource individual to transcribe it. So you are basically outsourcing what you just put onto the software, which just put into a Word document file. You can actually hire an individual on Odesk, odesk.com, and they will take that transcription and edit it and get it back to you. Or you can give them the audio, and they will actually transcribe it and then give you the Word doc back. So there's a lot of great ways to get your thoughts onto paper, thoughts onto audio, and hire someone or outsource someone to help you deliver that final product. Another way to create your book, and this is a great way to bring other experts in on your topic, is you can actually get other people to write it for you. And let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of the book Chicken Soup for the Soul? Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen, they actually didn't write the books. Contributors to the books did, and you can take this approach too. And do you know 5 to 10 people who can contribute to your book? That's basically all you need. And you can fill in the gaps from a introduction chapter and a closing chapter, but each one of the chapters would actually be other people contributing to your book. You compile their expertise and that information and create your book. For example, if you have that book, 10 Steps to Mastering Mindset, you can actually interview 10 different people, 10 different experts on how to master mindset. You can interview them over Skype. That'll allow you to record the interview on an audio format. You can hire an individual from Odesk who can transcribe that audio, deliver it back to you in a Word doc. And that Word doc can, of course, be compiled with the other experts that you've interviewed, and that's your book. So you can actually have other people write your book for them, have other people write your book for you. And then finally, if you have existing content, if you've already written articles, if you've already produced videos, if you already recorded audios, you can repurpose all that existing content into different chapters of your books. And that's one thing that my partners and I have been doing very, very aggressively, because we do create a lot of content for our businesses. And by creating content, we repurpose that. For example, if we have an article, a 500 or 800 word article, what we would do is we would take that article, which is published on the internet somewhere on a website, for example. We would take that article in. We would rewrite that article, add that to another article on the same topic, and that in and of itself would be a 1,000-word subchapter of the chapter. But basically, it's a great way that we repurpose content from a video purposing. And the books that we've done, we've also created links to some of our YouTube videos to explain certain points of the book. Because, for example, if we're talking about a specific topic on how to master mindset, if we talk about the generics of the topic and we've created a video, a 3 or a 5 or an 8 minute video on that topic, in that PDF we include a clickable link to our YouTube channel, and that YouTube channel once they click over and view that video, it makes it interactive and it gives the end user a much better experience on experiencing our book, on experiencing what we're teaching, but most importantly, it allows it to be more interactive and fun instead of just reading words on a screen or words on a piece of paper. So those are some ways to actually create your book. So let's take a look at step number four. Now you've created it, actually, you're still not done with it. And let's go through these steps. And these are steps that you certainly don't want to skip because this is the last 5% of your book, because you can create 95%. And if you skip the last 5%, the entire 95% of your energy is completely wasted. First is you can get beta readers. And beta readers are people that you invite to read your book before you make it public. They're kind of like beta testers for software. These folks, you give them the book, they give you feedback, they let you know if there's a lot of errors in the book, they let you know exactly how the book flows from chapter 1 into chapter 2 into chapter 3 into chapter 4. These are folks that are going to be very brutal and honest with you, not so much on the topic of the book, but the flow of the book. Because any book, you want it to flow from the introduction chapter all the way to the last word. And by bringing beta testers on board, this is a great way to get honest and crucial feedback before you make it public. Second, you definitely want to get it edited. And I strongly recommend that you find someone to edit your book. Make sure it's spell checked, as well as make sure there's no grammar or incomplete sentences. And you can hire an editor, again, on an outsourcing website. If you don't have someone locally that you can do it, you can hire someone on odesk.com for maybe $5 to $8 per hour who will edit your book for you. Next, let's talk about images and cover art. And unless you're a graphic designer, you may want to consider hiring someone to create your book's cover. And the book's cover and overall design are important and can influence downloads and purchases. And there are a lot of ready-made cover templates that you can buy and use as well. And thanks to technology today, you can actually buy those templates where literally all you need to do is upload your own photo, change the color of the background, as well as change the title, publish it, and it's done. It's yours. It's 100% unique, literally within 30 seconds. And websites like Amazon and Kindle programs, they also offer the ability to design your own cover image, and they even provide templates. So with Kindle, you can actually upload the PDF of your book. You can design the cover design right on Kindle. Hit go, hit publish, and then after it's published, you can actually start selling your book. It's literally a 30-second process, so it's very streamlined. And then after you create the image and the cover art, the final step is to polish your work. And this is when you actually have your beta readers, the editing has been done, the images and the cover work, everything is completed and ready for the final presentation. What you want to do is take your book, take a step back, and go through it page by page and read your entire book. Because you are the author, you know exactly what you're looking for, you know exactly how you wanted to come across, and by sitting down and reading your entire book, that allows you two things. First, to catch any final mistakes or errors that other folks maybe not have caught. But more importantly, it allows you closure. Once you finish the final read of your book, you've polished it off. You can check it off. You're done. It's not going to have an open end to it. And that's what I do with all of my books. After it's completed, I sit down, I read it front to back, then as I read that last word, I know this project is done. I don't have to come back and revisit, and maybe there's an error I missed or someone else missed, because most importantly, it's a project that is closed as you do the final polish of that work. So let's go ahead and look at some tips for success on writing your book. Number one, you definitely want to schedule it. You want to carve out time each day that'll work into your schedule, and allow you to work on your book. Number two is do the edits later. Most importantly, get your ideas down on paper. Most writers make the mistake of editing as they go. And what this does, if you edit as you go, it slows down the writing process and it actually interrupts your thought process as well. Because the critical thinking editing mindset is completely different than the creative writing mindset. So what you want to do is get your thoughts on paper and worry about the edits later. Next, you want to create a system. And put a system in place to support your book creation process. For example, if you're going to write 2 hours every day, establish a system that supports your writing time. For example, during those 2 hours, turn off the phone. Don't allow yourself to check email, because those are solid 2 hours of writing time each and every day. Next, have confidence in your knowledge. Fears and doubt are often part of the writing process. There's no doubt about it. But most importantly, let them go, because when you're writing your book within 30 days, there's no time for fear and doubt. You need to know your audience, you need to know your subject, and most importantly, know that you have valuable information to share with the world. Number five, be conversational. And there's no need to take a writing class unless you want to, or try to be someone that you're not. Write like you speak. Write in a conversational content, and that allows it to be more easy to read and more enjoyable for the end reader. Also, you want to brand your personality, brand your voice. Your voice is on paper. That's who you are. Don't be afraid of it. Actually, embrace it. Number six, use time pockets. And time pockets are basically those little nuggets of time during the day that often go to waste. For example, when you're waiting in line to pick up your child from school, or when you're sitting at the doctor's office, pull out a binder, a spiral notebook, a three-ring binder, where you can write down thoughts and ideas. That's what my grandmother did with me with her idea book way back when I was just a little kid of, 10, 12 years old. That allows you to always be creative and capture those golden nuggets of that flow into your mind. Number seven, focus on quality over quantity. And as I mentioned earlier, if you start off with the goal of writing 10 pages per chapter, and you may not have the time to do that, reduce that down to 5 pages per chapter, because it's more important to get the book out than it is to have a half-written book. So focus on quality over quantity. And so don't get caught up about page count. And your book doesn't need to be 300 pages either. It needs to be valuable to your reader, and focused on value first. And a good rule of thumb, 50 pages or more is a book. 49 pages or less is a manual. There's a big difference between a manual and a book. A manual, of course, is a very small compiling of information, where a book is 50 pages or more, and it's very impressive. So that's a very good rule of thumb. 50 pages or more is a book, and 49 pages or less is a manual. You want to write for a book. So congratulations. You've just learned how to write a book in 30 days. So I've given you the blueprint that you can repeat over and over in the book writing process. And I'm sure you have many books inside of you, and your audience is clamoring for your unique knowledge. I hope you appreciated and liked what we talked about this evening. And most importantly, visit 5dayweekendsystem.com/download, and you can download the step-by-step guide that we talked about and the checklist on all the subjects that we talked about today. And again, this is Andy LaPointe. I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and I'd like to thank our men and women for serving across the globe, serving our great nation, as well as thank the spouses of our veterans, as well as our retired military. Thank you very much, and God bless America.